we talk about it on the electrified situation.
Yeah.
So
yeah, you're replaying that whole experience of Dave being present while you're talking to Bill.
Well, I just realized the poetry of it. It was from Dave's house that I connected with James. I had met him once before, but I connected from Dave's house. And I then get on cash flow talking about my dealings with Bill and the secret council, the reconvened Secret Council of Ten. And Dave Neufeld then ends up, since it began at his place in October 2007, he ends up being here to hear me talking to the people I discussed on cash flow.
Right. You're basically stating the closing of the circle.
Yeah. It's because I went
very good.
Yeah, and
but you know what, Bob? You know that that's a Bob effect.
Yeah.
If we were to make an inventory or a catalog of the different Bob effects, this would be, you know, inventory or catalog number 121.
Yeah.
This is what happened. There is an interaction, and then there's an incubation period, and then there is a retrieval, and then an alchemizing, and then a full re-fucking circumventing of the Bob effect with this one event. And this is what happened. This is something that I've observed, you know? So you have all, I mean, I've been on the scene for what, 23, 24?
No, 83, 20,
years?
25 years.
Let's say 25 years.
It is 25.
It is 25 years.
Yeah.
So if there's anything that I have observed over the 25 years is the different pattern recognition effect of what happened. So these can all be almost like categorized. Okay, so this is Bob effect 1. This is Bob effect 121. This is, you know, and this is a Bob effect. So here you have this incubation period. Here is fucking Dave. You know, you go to play 2007, blah, blah, blah. There's a thread, a connection, and then it comes full circle. Now Dave is in Hawaii. Fuck, whatever. If anybody listening to this who really knows Dave would say, who the fuck would ever dream that Dave would go to fucking Hawaii?
Yeah.
Like, when you told me, I was like, what? We're talking about a hermetic fucking hermit who stays in his own quadrant. And I haven't heard of Dave going anywhere since he... And Dave went to Mexico. Remember when Dave was all into Mexico?
That's 15 years ago.
That's exactly right. But since then, he'd gone to New York and got beat up. And then he fucking had to come back to Canada. But when you told me that Dave was going to go to Hawaii, my first thought, having known Dave... How long have I known Dave?
You would have met him at Club 22 in the late 80s.
So, let's
20
say,
years, 20 years.
20 years. I've known Dave for 20 years. And when you told me Dave was coming to Hawaii, I went, wow. But when you think about it in hindsight, it's not so wow because Dave had to be in Hawaii.
Yeah.
Because he had to be fucking listening to you having the conversation with Bill.
Yes.
To close the circle.
I'm just thinking it's a tetrad. We're talking about the...
Perfect. Of course it is.
Yeah, because you have a Bob experience. You meet me, you have an experience. Something's extended. Then there's an obsolescence phase where the pain comes in the waiting period. And then
Right. Something
ridiculous is retrieved in your life that resonates with what was extended, and then it flips into something you never expected, but it actually becomes a broke spiral full circle.
Well, Bob, that's why, you know, you're the chairman of the board.
Yep.
And we just work for you because
yep.
You have, and here's one of my favorite expressions, you have the niftiest way of putting it all together. And it's nifty.
Yeah, the tight and tapered synthesis.
Tight and tapered. Fast and bulbous.
Yes.
Fast and bulbous.
Yeah.
You say tight and tapered.
It tightens.
So let's try it again.
Tight and tapered. It gestates here. Right now I'm gestating for the Wednesday cash flow. It's tight
and
tapered. The week-long gestation is tight and tapered. When I get on the radio on Wednesday, it's going to be fast and bulbous.
Fast and bulbous. Tight and tapered. Now, There are a few Bobites out there and some other fucking marginal individuals who will get the full depth of fast and bulbous Titan tapers.
Yeah.
But for the time being, it's just me and you, buddy.
Okay.
Okay. Well, this has been a lot more fun than I had ever anticipated. I, as you know, Bob, I'm a bit of a recluse. This has been a lot of fun.
Is it a characteristic of Libras to be a recluse?
No. Apparently the astrological impulse associated with Libras are that they're very sociable. They're very Libras learn all of their life lessons through others.
Mm.
They make good judges, diplomats, peacekeepers, and things of that nature. They're obsessed with fairness. They are the cardinal sign of the intellect. So, cardinal sign of the mind.
I would say that you and Neufeld are that part of Libra, but also you're perverted Libras. Something has put you into not being social.
Very interesting, Bob. Very interesting. Dave and I are both distorted or deformed Libra impulses in that Dave lives alone, I live alone, and we are far more reclusive than is dictated by our astrological designation.
Yeah.
But somehow we make it work.
But you are part of the social. You can go out, you're a bartender, you are seen as very sociable when you're out pretending to be working.
Yes. Yes.
Neufeld created a whole musical lubricant for the social world in music.
Dave loves to. I've watched Dave over 20 fucking years, and I know Dave, and I think he loves to be sociable.
Yeah,
you know, he really gets off on it. But the thing is, with Dave, you know, he has.
You guys judge people at the same time.
We do and we don't. I judge a lot less than Dave does, but. Dave has a very wounded, aggrieved sensibility in that, you know, he's always very provisional when he's around people because he thinks that it's just a matter of time before he's wounded or aggrieved by this individual.
Usually they are wounded. He's wounded because they react to his talent and they can't take it.
Yeah, or they react to his talent. They can't take the fact that Dave is honest.
Yeah.
And this is why Librans threaten the world. Because Librans show up on the scene, and they will take nothing less than fucking brutal honesty and fucking, you know, genuineness. And most people find that very violent. When someone shows up and they command that you be honest and not. What was the old McLuhan line? He goes, I'll take off my mask if you take off yours.
I don't remember that. That's interesting.
No, maybe I'm wrong in that.
Is that Zappa? Zappa
no,
with the monkeys?
No. Well, regardless.
Yeah.
It's a Libran thing. Librans expect other people to be as honest as they are, and they're usually disappointed.
Oh, you know the mask? Have you seen the image that McLuhan had the coach host where it's like his son and him, and they're each wearing each other's face as a mask.
What do you mean his son and him?
I think it was Eric and Marshall looking at each other. But
Eric and Marshall looking at each other.
Yes, but Marshall had a mask of Eric on his face, and Eric had a mask of Marshall.
Ooh, I like that. I just like the visual image of that, you know, connotes in my mind.
Now,
I
you
like
can
that.
You can see that if you YouTube... one of the monkeys in Zappa, they did it on one of the monkey shows. Mickey Dolenz, one of those guys, wears the Zappa mask, I think, and Zappa wears the Mickey mask, and they talk to each other.
Huh.
Check that out. It's on YouTube.
Okay.
So, so you're the Liebmans. Okay, so in October 2007.
Bob's doing his is fast and bulbous.
Yeah, I've got the math. The math is coming in. The ticker tape data is coming in.
The numbers are collecting.
Yeah. So in October 2007, I spent the month in Toronto with many Libras. We did our thing, the Inland Empire, and where Bob Marshall surfaced.
Let's count them. There was
Ad Absurdum, September 30th.
Ad Absurdum, Reimer, Bon Echo, me, Dave, that's five right there.
Yeah. And there might have been, I don't know if Andrew Roberts was a Libran.
Don't know if Greg Duffel is a Libra. Greg Duffel?
But it seemed to be about eight. There was about eight of them that month.
There was about eight of them. So you had a very high concentration of cardinal sign intellect astrological designation.
In the month of Libra.
Yes, in the month of Libra, which was just a second level effect.
Yeah. And a lot happened to that, and that was the beginning of catapulting me to Maui.
Right.
A shot out of Toronto. I announced that I was probably going to be going to Hawaii. Wasn't definite then, but Costa Rica was looming, definitely Costa Rica. And then by February, I'm shooting to Maui, February 2008.
Right.
And now,
So why are you interested in the Libra component?
Well, I don't know much about it. I just know cliches. I'm not an expert on astrology. So you tell me.
Neither am I, Bob.
Yeah, but if you say it's about high intellect.
No. All I'm saying is what I've been told.
They're also concerned about balance.
Well, they're always striving for balance.
Yeah. So.
And they learn their life lessons through others. And they are the cardinal sign of the mind, which means that they are consumed with all notions or ideas having to do with intellectual discourse.
Well, that's definitely what I brought to Toronto. We did it with the David Lynch's movie. I did it in so many other environments, including having a session with the Willows, with people. So
let's do a tetrad on Libra. Libra is astral or mystery? No, astral body.
No. Just deal with it, what it is. It enhances the intellect.
Enhances the intellect.
Obsolesces the non-intellect, whatever that would be.
Chemical body.
What? The body.
Chemical body.
Yeah. It retrieves the struggle with balance.
Okay.
No. Okay.
And flips into.
Chaos, order, Bob Dobstown ecstasy.
Systole, diastole.
Systole, diastole, right.
Okay, good.
Yeah, it moves beyond the mind into juggling the five bodies.
There we go.
Yeah,
okay.
which looks like systole, diastole.
Yes.
So the, I wanted to finish the story about Dave. So Dave, he saw me talking to, powerful person in the world, and what does he hear me talking about? We're talking about the Post-Information Society and the Android meme. So that blows him away, that the very things that I'm associated with, my jargon, is what the serious people talk to me about, okay?
Yeah.
And when I got off the phone, I said, well, Dave, congratulations, you're the first human being to witness this. I said, what'd you think? He said, well, you didn't suck up to him. He said, you didn't suck up to him, which I thought was pretty good compliment. See,
yeah.
Dave is thinking that if you met the richest person in the world, you'd suck up to him. You really do. You try to be on your best behavior.
Again, and I said this to you privately in one of our phone conversations, the way Dave interpreted that was the way Dave may have behaved himself.
Yeah.
See, Dave, this is part of Dave's drama, is that he may have sucked up to somebody of import or influence or, you know, financial clout. And in a way, this is why Dave's in a bit of a fucking mess with broken social scene.
Well, we can't go into that. That's confidential, but I just want to tell you.
Okay, let's not talk about that. But
I just want to say this. He made a breakthrough on it.
Good.
Yeah. Which would be,
okay, Bob.
Which resonates with what you just said about.
Yes. Okay, let me make this more universal and metaphoric.
Yeah.
Very often, you know, the way we perceive a situation is really a microcosm of what's going on with us.
Well, that's the user.
We don't know it in the moment.
The user is the content.
User is content.
Yeah, user is the content.
Yeah. And my phone is about to die, and it's 2.5 hours, so I think we should continue the never-ending, never-beginning, longest-running State of the Union Address Press Conference.
Relentless ecstasy.
Relentless ecstasy and agony.
Agony.
Ecstasy, agony. The systole, diastole between pleasure and pain. Ecstasy and agony. Once my chip body parapet has recharged.
Yeah.
And it had a chance to re-accumulate itself.
Okay, very good.
Very good.
It's just
been
the beginning.
An incredibly enjoyable experience. I look forward to more. And there is no end to the longest-running State of the Union Address press conference.
That's right. Well, thanks for addressing your questions to our conference.
Thank you, Bob, for allowing me to address my questions to the conference.
Yeah. And thanks, and thanks, Scott. Hopefully you did get this on tape.
Which, if he didn't, would
Bud,
be
fine. Did you say we were supposed to be taping this?
What's that?
Scott has
did
to
you, the mic. Did you say we were supposed to be taping this?
No.
I love this guy. I don't know him, but I love him. And that's pure empathic. I'm just picking up the vibe.
Okay, well.
Very good. Let's continue this press conference, State of the Union Address next time.
And I will call Greg Duffel in a minute to find out how we do it at CKLN.
Excellent.
Okay. Talk to you later.
Okay.
Thank you.
Bye for now.
Bye.